Thank you for tuning in to the Memoirs of Her, and welcome to the Memoirs of Her podcast. I am the host, Ms. Mendez, and tonight's episode will be about learning how to stop wasting time. So, without further ado, let's get right into the show. How many times have you come to a point in life assuming time is on your side? Meaning, having all the time in a day to get started with a goal, a task, or project and never begin. Or you start it and don't reach the end goal of what you intended to set out to achieve. So, as a result, doubt or procrastination sets in and you find time passing you by and don't have anything to look forward to or any goal achieved or substance to keep you motivated on being a goal-oriented person. So in reality, you always have a chance to make a choice and decide on changing your mindset, followed by calculated thoughts and actions. Therefore, in my opinion, living an intentional life is better than living an uncertain and defeated mundane lifestyle. If you are tired of wasting your time and perhaps other people's time, listen to tonight's podcast on how to stop wasting your time and identify some time wasters you can deliberately change and become a better person, taking one step at a time and progressing towards a better future, a better life. So, time waster number one is procrastination is a habit. Now, some people might feel like the reason why they procrastinate is perhaps because they can knock out the situation or whatever task or whatever, 1, 2, 3, right? So you find yourself, you know, just being lackadaisical while time is going by. You get even a little bit lazy. You never get to that easy task. And as a result, that task get undone along with major tasks that need to be done, all due to the fact of procrastinating. So sometimes when people do the things at the last minute and get the task done, you know, it keeps the person in a deluded state at times, not all the times. But then you also have those types of groups of people that feel like they work well under pressure when they do things at the last minute and procrastinate, which can be very risky and dangerous at times. And sometimes, you know, even in doing things at the last minute, you might not give it your best or your all. Okay, so sometimes in some situations, it could be a 1, 2, 3 task. But at the same time, it's different when you get to it in time and you take your time in completing the task or whatever situation it may be. All right. So some of the identifiers that you can identify with as far as being a procrastination, being a habit, a time waster, is one, a bad habit can be changed. Okay. Another way you can recognize it is you are putting things off because, like I said, you might feel like you get it done and then you just get in this time loop where time is passing by. You never get to it until the last minute. Or sometimes some people are simply afraid to even, you know, to take a hold of the task that they need to do at hand, right? Or understanding why you procrastinate is important as well too. So even in me sharing these little pointers of what the time waster is under the category of procrastination, you might want to understand why do you procrastinate. And like I said, one of those factors could be that maybe you're just a person where you could work well under pressure, but sometimes that pressure will bust pipes, okay? Meaning, you know, you might get to a point thinking that you could handle something or miscalculate something and realize that you really needed to take time in this task or project or whatever it is, and you realize that you don't have enough time, and now you're under this pressure to where it's unnecessary, and then you're not going to give this task or this project your best or your all once again, just hypothetically speaking, right? So understanding why you procrastinate is important, and then learn to measure productivity as a result of what you do and don't do. So even if you do like a little bit brainstorming as far as what you need to do at the top of the week, some people either do it on a Sunday, Monday, or Saturday, or sometimes they just do it the night before as far as what it is that they need to do, and they delegate those tasks throughout the week to be able to get these things done and don't be overwhelmed with so many, you know, tasks or errands, because sometimes we have to do errands for the home, but we delegate it on certain days specifically as a responsibility, and we get it done. Okay, so that's some of the things that could be a productive factor as far as being able to measure out what it is that you need to do and working on time management. So you need to make a list between what needs to get done, what's least important, to what's most important. Okay, and that's how you would determine what you need to do and what you don't need to be doing. Okay, all right, so time waster number two is where some people, you know how some people have this thing where they sit and they just have this negative self-talk, right? And, you know, it just a little dialogue going on inside of the mind, and it just keep going and keep going and keep going, and it's just a cycle, you know. And then it's like you never get out of that loop, because now you got this stamp of being a pessimistic person because the thoughts that run through your mind, right? So a time waster is not paying close attention to your thoughts, okay? And being pessimistic is something that's not really good. So one of the things that need to be done is to pay close attention to your thoughts and delusional self-talk, because pessimistic thinking is not always careful thinking. It can also be delusional thinking when it's negative, and it could prevent you from getting opportunities, from being happy, from seeing things a different perspective and different way when you're not paying close attention to your thought process and being able to make decisions, okay, and think things through and accordingly. You know, having a scattered brain is a time waster. So sometimes it may be good, if writing is not a good thing for you, you might want to record yourself and listen back to yourself and see how you sound, and see that, okay, how you sound is what's going on in the mind, okay? And if you feel that, wow, you're a little bit scattered brain, like you got a little bit scattered brain, then that means that you need to slow your thought process down just a little bit, and then being able to think one step at a time. Just take one step at a time, okay? And starting with your priorities, your responsibilities, and your obligations. Okay, responsibilities is something that we do on a routine, a daily base, and obligations is just something that we have to do just because, for example, you have to keep a roof over your head, right? You have to have clothes on your back, food. That's an obligation that you have to do. It's a necessity. So responsibilities, while we taking care of our responsibilities, like the tasks and the menial things, will help us to get those obligations done. And when we prioritize it, that's what keeps us in an organized perspective and could prevent this time waster of being a scattered brain. Okay, so now we're going to time waster number three. Okay, so time waster number three is distraction. When you cannot focus and you start something, but then you have to go do something else, you know, and you just can't really get yourself to concentrate and focus on one thing at a time. You start one thing, then you're on to the next thing, and then the next thing, and you're not really giving this one thing your full attention and working it all the way through. Now, some people thrive in multitasking, and I'm not saying that, you know, some people may not be skillful, but they are skillful at multitasking. But I feel like the best work is the work that has a lot of thought and thought process and a lot of careful thinking behind it. Those are the best work ever. And people could tell the difference between the two. When someone is just getting something done and when someone has taken the time in doing something very integral and important. Okay? So, a time waster is to avoid any distractions, okay? And one of the things that consists of is putting your phone away. Mm-hmm. Turn off the Netflix. Learn how to say no to time wasters, okay? And plan your weekly to-do list either the night before or the week before. Hand and delegate those responsibilities. For example, meal planning. You know, for those who like to meal plan, you might want to be able to see what you're going to cook throughout the week. You might want to go grocery shopping on a Sunday. You go grocery shopping on a Sunday according to your list of for the meal for the week, and then you map it out accordingly. So that's just an example of being able to plan your week, but from a healthy dietitian perspective. Okay, but we all have a leap of other things that we need to take care of the night before or the week before. Okay, so it's always good to just write it out and then being able to follow through with it. Okay, it's something that I do. And yes, Netflix or any app or any social media are distractors, and those are time wasters, because yes, it's amusing, yes, it's killing time, but it's killing too much time. It's too excessive when we use our phones and we don't really be able to pay attention to what we need to do at hand, or it prevents us from being able to have that human interaction with other people. Okay, so these things are important. Okay, learning how to say no to time wasters such as that will get you ahead. Even if it's something as such as a bad habit, you know, and you know that it's no good for your health, you want to say no to it. Or if you need to work out or do something, you want to say yes, not no to that, but you want to say yes and do something that's more realistic and routine for you, right? So now moving along to time waster number four. Okay, now this consists of aimlessly and mindlessly wasting time due to lack of knowledge. Now, sometimes people don't, the reason why they do procrastinate or they do indulge in wasting time is because they feel that whatever it is that they need to do or have to do, they don't have knowledge about it. And instead of saying, okay, hey, I'm going to research about it. Oh, hey, I'm going to ask someone who knows more about this than I do. Or, hey, let me see what I know, you know, at least, and then go from there. But some people resort to the fact of, okay, I don't know what this is not my forte, and as a result, they let these things go undone. For example, I'm just giving a hypothetical. Let's say you have a house and you're a very busy person. You work excessively and you don't really have time to do like the housekeeping in your home or barely even cook, right? So instead of saying, okay, hey, I don't know anyone, you know, especially if you're a single person and you're like, hey, I don't know anyone that can cook or I don't know anyone that could clean, so I'm just gonna go either without eating or I'm just gonna go without cleaning my house or my home and just clean what I feel like I'm interacting with, and that's it. That's not enough. That is not enough. So in that case, you know, hey, might want to research and say, what's an affordable housekeeping person who you can hire to clean up your home? Or who is there a good chef or someone who can cook my food and meal prep for me throughout the week since I can't do it? You know, these things are so important. So even though it seems so menial and insignificant, at the same time, it's still useful in a sense as far as being able to do your research and to do what's gonna ultimately be in your best interest is important. So doing something such as that is like, okay, you hiring a person from Dazzle.com, or I don't know if I'm saying the app correctly, but they come and they clean up your home and you like, wow. Now you not only have to come home once your house is clean and you pay them for their services, you coming home to a clean bed, you could sleep, go to sleep, do what it is that you need to do, get up because you hired someone to meal prep for you and you have your whole meal set out for the week in your fridge. You can now take your food out and eat it, right? Opposed to, you know, hey, I'm hungry, your stomach growling, your stomach talking to you, and you like, I'm just gonna go to sleep, and you're going to sleep on a junky bed. Like, that's not a good mix, especially if you're working hard and you're a hard worker, right? So yeah, that doesn't mesh well. Okay, so some of the things that you want to do is take the time and the effort to do your research to gain the knowledge. Don't just sit and just be okay with not knowing or be complacent without just doing. You know, do your research, be active, be proactive, especially with your future. Okay, that is so imperative and so important, okay? And then practicing time management is a skill, it's an art, it's something that you could get on, you know, as far as being able to take control of your day and live your life intentional and with purpose, okay? And then learning to prioritize what is most to least important, you know, from your responsibilities and your obligations, okay? And then take massive actions every day. Massive actions is when you are planning your day, or planning your whole week and you following through with those plans, or whatever you wrote out for the night before, what you need to do the next day, you are following it out to the T. That's what I mean as far as massively. But if you're working towards a goal, you want to do it one step at a time. So for example, if it's a big goal, you want to say, okay, it's going to take me 4 months perhaps, which was 12 weeks to get a project done, right? So you want to be able to break that goal down and be able to say each week, this is what I'm going to be doing to achieve this goal within 3 to 4 months or whatever the case might be. If it's 3, it's 12 weeks. If it's 4, it's 16 weeks. So when you are breaking up those weeks and you saying what you're going to do for those weeks and you're taking baby steps towards that goal, trust, believe you me, you are going to make massive progress. Okay? So another technique that I love to do personally, is to use the Pomodoros, especially when you are studying and you, let's say you have to use the computer for whatever reason and, you know, you have to do some work online. that is good to use. The Pomodoro's timer is good to use because it gives you the time, 20 minutes, to get indulged into what you need to be doing and then take a 5-minute break. Some people do it to where they take a half an hour and then they take a 10-minute break. So it all depends on you and what you need to do or how you feel or prefer to do it, right? So this will help you to tackle the hardest task first if you have a task to do. And then sometimes, as I said before, you can work 25 minutes in increments and then take like a 5 or 10 minute break. Okay, so that's something that you can do to work towards not wasting your time. And then number five is making repeated mistakes. Okay, so you know how, let's say, you know, we're a procrastinator and here it is, we always miss the mark when we need to be doing something and it need to be done beforehand or in time and we don't ever make it in time. Like, for example, if you have to be at a certain place, let's say you have to be there at 7, and you know that you're a procrastinator for whatever reason, I don't know what it is, but instead of being there at 7, it's like your whole mind, your whole body, your aura and everything in you say, I gotta be there at 7:10, when you're supposed to be there at 7. Just giving a prime example, just a hypothetical. So you know you're supposed to be there at 7. But you saying to yourself, I gotta be there at 7:10. Because why? This is the delusional state of mind now. When you know that you're supposed to be at 7, someplace at 7, but you decide to come at 7:10 for whatever reason. So you do that anyway, haphazardly. Now, some people could bring it to your attention. Hey, you're always 10 minutes late. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Until, you know, things hit the fan. And, you know, people don't want you at certain outings or something or whatever, or they don't want to choose you to do certain things. Or sometimes if it's dealing with work, sometimes you get fired because of it, because of being constantly late all the time. So those bad habits could be changed. So, for example, if you know you're supposed to be there 7 o'clock, so you know that you could change that to where, you know what, I'm at least make it at 6:50. And when I make it there at 6:50, instead of me being 10 minutes late, I'm going to be 10 minutes early. Okay. And that's how you do it as far as taking baby steps and trick your mind into saying, hey, I need to be there at 6:50. Okay, and then you know that, okay, I'm definitely not going to be there at 6:40, so I'm going to be there at 6:50, but you know that the right time is 7, which is why some people do lie to other people and tell them that, you know, if there's a person that's always late, they lie to them and tell them that they need to be at a certain place at 7, even though the event may start at 7:30, because they know that the person is going to take their sweet time. So this is why they tell them that. So it's a little trick. But in a little bit off tangents, but when it comes down to you, you want to be able to trick your mind to get there the 10 minutes early rather than 10 minutes late, right? So those are the mistakes that can constantly happen all the time, you know? So with that being said, some of the things that you can do is learn how to be okay with failing. Okay, if you acknowledge that you are a procrastinator and you're not the type of person to be on time all the time, then hey, acknowledge it and say, hey, this needs to change. You know, whatever the situation is, I'm just using this as a hypothetical. And then learn from the mistake. Hey, every time when I was late, this affected the other person, or this affected how this person seen me, you know, as not being a tardy person or whatever the case might be. And I don't like that. I don't want that. So you change it, right? So this is you learning from your mistakes rather than being arrogant and saying, I don't care what other people think about me. I do what I want to do. Yeah, you do what you want to do, but it's about being considerate at the end of the day. Okay, and then If you know that you make a mistake, let's say you said, you know what, I'm going to get there at 6:50 because I know that I'm supposed to be there at 7, but I'm tricking my mind that I'm going to be there at 6:50. So, hey, I'm going to make an effort to be there, you know? So when you do it, you realize, hey, I made it 6:51. At least it's you trying. And then let's say, hey, you tried it a second time, but this time you intended to be there at 6:50 with all your might, but something happened with the subway or something, whatever, and then you got there at 7:01. It's okay, because guess what? You're trying. You're trying. And the more you keep trying, you might say, hey, I like the fact of being early rather than late. So once you get that in your mindset and you change your mindset, then at the end of the day, you know, as you keep getting up and trying again, your whole demeanor, your whole aura, everything will shift and change. And you're no longer in this procrastinated state of mind anymore. Okay? And then you want to be able to set the right goals, right? And break up those goals into small actionable parts, as I mentioned before. And to avoid the time wasters and to avoid the same mistakes for new techniques and tactics, okay? Like, for example, if you get up at a certain time, you want to be able to set your timer 10 minutes early, because that makes all of the difference in how your day will turn out to be. Okay? Because let's say if you know that you have a bad habit of going back to sleep, when you know you set your time at a certain time, it'll go off and you always go back to sleep, you want to be able to make the time a whole half an hour early. So for example, if you're supposed to be awake at 5 o'clock because you feel like it gives you enough time to get ready, you want to be able to put it at 4:30 in the morning. So when your clock is going off 4:30 in the morning and you just starting out on this goal, you know, you happen to fall back to sleep for 10 minutes, at least you're waking up the time that you need to be waking up at 5 and you start in your day, opposed to waking up from 5 to 5:30. Which, you know, it's a possibility of being late. In the whole 30 minutes, you could have got yourself situated, right? So I'm just speaking hypothetically, in hypothetical terms, right? So now, another factor is to stay committed to learning from your mistakes and being a better person, okay? And that is it. Those are the 5 time wasters that I mentioned on tonight. So I'm going to go through it really quickly, and then I'm going to close out for the night. So time waster number 1 is procrastination is a habit. Time waster number 2 is paying close attention to your mind and your thoughts and delusional self-talk. And time waster number 4 is aimlessly, mindlessly wasting time due to lack of knowledge. And time waster number 5 is making repeated mistakes. Okay, so that's what I spoke about on tonight's show. And if you are interested and you want more, more impersonal interaction with me, I do hold a live consultation on Tuesdays, and I have a blog talk radio that I go on, in which you can call on, which is on tonight show. And if you call in on a number for Tuesdays, I can actually take your call and take one question in particular, okay? So if you are interested in interacting with me live, it will be on a Tuesday, and I'll be more than welcome to take your call, okay? And if you are interested in knowing that number, that call-in number is 319-527-6060. And you can call in at 9 p.m. in which I will be on at that time, and you can ask any question, and I will help to give you the best advice as much as possible as I can give, and just to interact with you in person, okay? So With that being said, I thank you all for listening to The Memoirs of Her. Bye-bye.